This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered the brave hearts of the nation today on the occasion of Kargil Vijay Diwas, stating that India is continuously scaling new heights, be it in defence production, defence exports, or political cooperation with friendly nations. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said today, the 26th of July, is a date that does not require a calendar to be remembered, as Kargil Vijay Diwas is being celebrated today.
आज कारगिल विजय दिवस है. ये दिन हमें गर्व से भर देता है. ये दिन हमें अपने वीर जवानों के अद्भुत साहस की याद दिलाता है. कारगिल की ऊंची ऊंची चोटियां, कठिन मौसम, दुश्मन की चुनौती, हर परिस्थिति हमारे सैनिकों के सामने थी, लेकिन उनका हौसला हर चुनौती से बड़ा था. उन्होंने माँ भारती की रक्षा के लिए अपना सर्वस्व अर्पित कर दिया. आज कारगिल विजय दिवस पर मैं सभी वीर शहीदों और वीर सैनिकों को श्रद्धापूर्वक नमन करता हूँ.
Mr. Modi said India is continuously strengthening her technological capabilities. He highlighted the recent induction of INS Mahendragiri into the Indian Navy.
कुछ दिन पहले भारतीय नौसेना में INS महेंद्रगिरी शामिल किया गया. यह आधुनिक जंगी जहाज भारत में ही डिजाइन किया गया है, भारत में ही बना है. इसमें 75% से अधिक स्वदेशी सामग्री का उपयोग हुआ है. यह आत्मनिर्भर भारत की बढ़ती शक्ति का प्रतीक है. इसी महीने DRDO ने पिनाका लॉन्ग रेंज गाइडेड रॉकेट का भी सफल परीक्षण किया. इस सफलता के पीछे हमारे वैज्ञानिकों और इंजीनियरों का सामूहिक परिश्रम है. दो तीन दिन पूर्व ही DRDO ने कुशा मिसाइल का भी सफल परीक्षण किया है.
The Prime Minister said, every Indian is filled with pride following the successful launch of Vikram 1 last Sunday. He elaborated that it is India's first rocket developed by the private sector. Mr. Modi praised the young innovators for displaying remarkable skill, passion and patience. Speaking about the Catch the Rain campaign, Prime Minister Modi said, a special nationwide campaign has been underway since the 4th of July. In his Mann Ki Baat address today, the Prime Minister said, every Indian is cheering for the athletes participating in the Commonwealth Games, which began in Glasgow a few days ago. The Prime Minister exuded pride that Indian youth have achieved remarkable feats in sports events recently. On the subject of plastic pollution, Mr. Modi expressed concern that waste from single-use plastic continues to harm nature for years. He stressed on the proper disposal of plastic. Kargil Vijay Diwas is being observed today across the country to honour the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the Kargil War of 1999. The day marks the 27th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. On the occasion, the President, the Vice President and the Prime Minister paid tributes to the brave soldiers who laid down their lives in defence of the motherland. In Ladakh, Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today paid homage to the brave hearts of the Kargil War at the Kargil War Memorial in Dras. Addressing the gathering, Rajnath Singh said the Kargil War was not only India's military and diplomatic victory, but also a defining moment when the world witnessed the indomitable courage and valour of Indian soldiers. The Indian Embassy in Ukraine has said that it is closely monitoring the situation following the incident involving the cargo vessel MV Aegean Ragnar, which was struck at the port of Odessa yesterday. In a social media post, the embassy said 2 out of 4 Indian nationals on board have been confirmed safe, while information about the other 2 is still awaited. External Affairs Ministry today issued an advisory urging Indian nationals intending to undertake employment on commercial vessels operating in or transiting Black Sea region to carefully assess the prevailing security risks before accepting such assignments. The government will introduce the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. The bill is listed in the business of the House for Monday. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. It will be introduced by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.